fan, good afternoon and welcome everyone to Piers Legion Park. On Monday afternoon for high school baseball on You Are There Sports, and it's Piers taking on Holdingford in Central Minnesota Conference action. Second meeting of the season between these two teams back on April 16th over in Holdingford. Pioneers left town with a 12-0 victory over Jason Brunn's squad. Piers right now a half game lead over Maple Lake in the CMC standings. The Pioneers are 7-1, Maple Lake 6-1. Those two teams have already played their two games splitting down in Maple Lake. So unless somebody else jumps up to knock off one of those two teams, we're headed possibly towards a tie for the title. There are 14 games in a CMC schedule. Pioneers have played 8. They have 6 remaining, including today, Thursday. The Pioneers will head to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, weather permitting, for a doubleheader. They've got Eden Valley Watkins left on the road, and then a doubleheader here against Rockford. Current standings, you got Piers 7-1, Maple Lake 6-1, then Rockford is 5-3. Howard Lake Waverly is in fourth place at 4-4. Holdingford sits in fifth right now with a 3-5 record. Kimball is 2-5, and then Belgrade, Brutnell Rosa, and Eden Valley Watkins are both 2-6. Everybody's playing today. Holdingford's at Piers here. Kimball's at Maple Lake today. Rockford at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, and Eden Valley Watkins is in El Rosa against BBE. We'll visit with the coach of the Pioneers, Coach Sayre, next.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, on the east side of Little Falls.
Due to your activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details at Verizon.
Joining me on today's pregame, Dan Sayre, coach of the Pioneers. And Monday, beautiful day. You got Holdingford in town. Second look at the Huskers, and you'll see Taylor Nitz here today.
Yeah, I don't recall ever seeing him, but we just talked to the kids. A big conference game, a big section game, and Rick, from here on out, every game, especially we're sitting in the conference, is big, conference wise and section seating wise. So a rivalry game today. A nice day for ball. Hopefully, come out and play well.
As we're now about midway through this conference schedule and overall schedule, what part of the game needs to sharpen up for the Pioneers?
It's kind of been a thing that's contagious. Sometimes when our pitching is struggling, our defense went with, and a lot of times that's normal. I've been very pleased the way we've been hitting the ball lately, but we just need to be consistent at all times on the mound, and of course defensively. Today I run in Lane Gertz out there, who's pitched 2 good games for us, but we need just to be consistently, and hopefully right now we kind of get a rotation from here on out and keep playing good ball.
You look when Cody's on the mound, he's your top pitcher, but now Lane has kind of built himself into you. I think you're solid number two, but he's also a great shortstop. You got to have a lot of confidence, and I think it's well earned that Matt Taugis can slide over from third to short. He's a very quality infielder in his own right.
Yeah, we could put Cody Meyer at short, we could put Aaron Weber at short, but we just, right now, we like where guys are at. Cody at second, Aaron's played third before, and Matt Taugis had a very good year for us. He's played a very solid third baseman. He's kind of a second baseman and shortstop. That's probably his true position, but he knew we needed somebody to play third for us, and he stepped up in that role, and we're just as confident in him at short as we are in him at third base.
What is it about, talk about Noah Bolzer as a hitter, his approach when you see, you're a great hitter, you've been around great hitters with the Lastrup Lakers, you've seen guys, like Rick Schliemann and yourself and Sadlovsky and Chad Weiss and those guys. What about Noah's approach at the plate? What do you tell a young kid like that that has so much talent up there?
Well, first of all, I don't know if I'd put me in the same conversation as some of those guys, Rick, but thanks. Noah is just, this year he's taken taken another step. You know, obviously he started for us as a freshman, and by the way, he's young for his age. I mean, he's a junior, but he's a young junior. He has gotten to the point now where he's able to drive the ball to all parts of the ballpark. I mean, I think he has two or three triples to left center with two doubles. Last year that didn't happen a lot. I mean, he was dead pull, which some guys are dead pull, but right now I am just so proud of him the way he is just driving the ball to all parts of the ballpark. And, you know, he's an aggressive hitter, and that's kind of our approach, and he goes up there. He's in the three hole. Unfortunately, he's had a lot of chances to drive in guys, but the thing that probably stands out the most is he has got very, very quick hands. Mm-hmm. He's hitting some of the best Victory League pitchers' fastballs. You know, obviously he probably gets that from his dad, Scotty Bozier, who had great hands, but Noah has great hands, and he's having a heck of a season for us.
Final question. Now, you give the ball to Lane Gertz on the mound, and a lot, you know, mental aspect guys are locked in on what they have to do on the mound, but Lane's been in a slump at the plate as well. I know last week he even moved him down to number two to kind of get him protected a little bit, hitting right in front of Noah Bozier, but you move him back up into the leadoff. So what are your thoughts on Lane's approach at the plate and what he's going through right now?
First of all, I told him, quit thinking. Baseball is, you know, we talked with a few of the kids last week. We just hung out in the dugout after the game on Thursday, and so much of hitting is mental. I mean, obviously you can, some guys have a better swing than others. Some guys, just bottom line, are better hitters, but Lane is a great hitter. He had a great freshman year for us. He had a great VFW year. He's played amateur ball. Beautiful swing, quick hand, strong kid, and you know he's thinking a little bit up there right now. We came in the cage, just him and I, Friday morning early, and worked on a few things. And we actually had an inter-squad scrimmage here on Friday, and he put a couple of really good swings and some balls. And I told him, you're going to be batting up towards the top there. I have all the confidence in the world in you. Just go up there, see the ball, hit the ball. And you know he's back in the leadoff role, and we have a number of reasons why we do that. But we're also not afraid to shuffle kids around. But the biggest thing I told him, don't take your bat into the field, and right now don't take your bats onto the mound. And sports is weird. A hitting slump is one of the worst things in sports, and when you're hitting the ball well, is one of the greatest things in sports, and our goal is to get him back on track.
Well, Dan Sayre, the Pioneers, as we are underway here. Lane Gertz, the sophomore right-hander, and he's already got two outs here on three pitches. He got Blake Patrick to foul out to the catcher, and then Trevor Brown hit a first pitch grounder to Aaron Weber at third. So two quick outs, and now it's holding forwards Nathan Brinker at the plate. Holding Ford and Piers here today at Legion Park. It's a 1-1 count to Nate Brinker. He'll be followed by Nate Machi. There's a breaking ball, and it's on the inside corner. Called a strike by Bob Bukowski, our home plate umpire. And it is Tony Kuchar out on the bases today. Two outs, bases empty for Gertz, who fires breaking pitch, blocked defensively for the Pioneers today. Matt Kummet behind the plate. Teddy Daler at first base. The second baseman is Cody Meyer. Matt Towges at short, Aaron Weber at third. In the outfield, it's Colton Eichens in left, Noah Bozier in center, Nick Harold in right field. That one sails outside from righty Lane Gertz. 2-0 this year. Full count here to Brinker. And Lane throws a fastball, two hopper to Weber. On the first, and Gertz, a good 1-2-3. Top of the first inning, three up, three down. We'll meet the Pioneer batting order for Coach Sayre and the defensive alignment for Holding Forwards Coach Jason Bruns when we come back.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Back at Legion Park, where the dimensions are 370 to center, 305 to right, 310 to left. Wind lightly blowing in today. Scoreboard out in left center field, hitting backdrop of those big pine trees out in center. On the mound for the Huskers, right-hander Taylor Nitz. Evan Milbrandt will be doing the catching. And leading off for the Pioneers, their pitcher, Lane Gertz. And the first pitch is low to Gertz. One ball, no strikes. Matt Macchi is the holding forward first baseman. At second is Trevor Brown. Husker shortstop Nate Macchi. And over at third base is Matt Catlin. The 1-0 pitch and a good fastball on the outside corner evens the count at 1-1. In the outfield for holding forward, Blake Patrick is in left. Nathan Brinker in center. Alex Knapp in right. Another fastball. Ground ball to short. Macchi. On to first, high throw, and Gertz is safe. That'll be a throwing error on holding forward shortstop Nate Macchi, and Gertz reaches. And it'll bring up the third baseman, Aaron Weber. One on now for the Pioneers here in the bottom of the first. Here's a 12-0 win in mid-April at Holding Ford. Second meeting now between these two squads. And Weber batting. And he bunts it up the line. It's going to just roll foul as it crossed over the chalk line. So one strike as Weber being asked to sacrifice here. Playing third base, batting second, the junior. Aaron's hitting a healthy .417 on the season. Does not have a sacrifice bunt yet this year. Gertz is at first. Reaching on an error, and he draws a Nitz throw over. Lane, top base stealer with 6 steals so far this year. And there he goes. Pitch is on the corner inside. Throw not in time. Knocked down by the shortstop, Macchi. As it tailed off to the second base side, and it's steal number 7 for Lane Gertz. It was a called strike on the inside corner, so Weber with 2 strikes up there, and Gertz now at second. Milbrandt puts down the sign for right-hander Taylor Nitz. Up high, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Same two schools are meeting in softball across the way over beyond the elementary school. Taylor Nitz, senior, comes inside. Aaron turns away, and it's now a 2-ball, 2-strike count. On deck, Noah Bozer for the Pioneers, wearing their black jerseys, gray pants, white numerals with red trim. Huskers with that green jersey, white pants, white letters. Low to Weber, and he's come back to a full count now. 3-2 facing Taylor Nitz. The 3-2 pitch on the way, and it's a check swing, and he's rung up on strikes. First strikeout for Nitz, and there's one down for center fielder Noah Bozer. And Noah at the plate, having just a huge season. Has tied the school record with 5 triples this year, and he hits one in the air to left. This one down the line, coming over with room to make the catch and firing it back into second. And there's 2 down as Blake Patrick comes to the line to make that catch. And now the catcher, Matt Cummett, will bat. Matt hitting .378. He's driven in 11, which is second on the team, to Bozer's 20. Trying to pick up a run here. And he takes a fastball down the middle for a strike. 3 games last week for the Pioneers. Cummett had the first RBI of the game. That one's a curveball in as Nitz changing speeds, and he works ahead of the Piers catcher. No balls, 2 strikes. A leadoff error, then a steal, but Lane Gertz still at second now. And there goes Gertz. Pitch is lined. Shortstop, Machi, knocks it down, throws, and they get out of the inning. Nice play by Nate Machi. Saves a run on a wicked one-hopper off the bat of Matt Cummett. And that's all. No runs, no hits, one Husker error, but one man left on base. A scoreless first. It's holding forward nothing. Piers nothing. We go to the second. Nate Machi, Matt Machi, and Taylor Nitz do up for the Huskers.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
All right, we are back at Piers. No score after one inning. Piers with a record of 8-4 on the season. The Huskers come in 3-6. Last outing, they got swept by Howard Lake Waverly Winsted Thursday, 16-7 and 14-4. Their last win came against Rockford in a doubleheader on the 23rd. They beat the Rockets 10-9, losing game one 17-4. So leading off for the Huskers, their shortstop, Nate Machi. Machi, Machi, and Nitz do up. First Nate, then Matt against Lane Gertz. And Gertz fires a fastball in. That was Lane's 10th pitch. We're starting early today because there's a choir concert tonight. Normally a 4:30 first pitch. Moved up to 4 today. Piers with a choir concert. That pitch is low. Ball and a strike. Gertz worked a 1-2-3 top of the first. A foul out to a catcher. And then two groundouts to Weber at third. Up and in, 2-1 to Nate Machi, who finished off the bottom of the first with a nice play in the field. Cleanup batter wearing uniform number 88. Bozer creeps in a couple of steps in center. Lane goes into the wind and the pitch. Stays inside at the knees. 3-1 to Nate Machi. And the wind and the pitch. There's a strike. 3-2 now. Pioneers return to action scheduled Thursday at Howard Lake Waverly Winsted. Holding Ford plays two at Kimball Thursday, weather permitting. The payoff pitch. Swinging a fly ball to left, right at Colton Eichens, who comes a couple of steps towards the left field line, reaches up, makes the catch, one away. So Machi flies to left to begin the second, and it brings up first baseman Matt Machi. Right-handed hitter stands up on the plate, kind of a straight up and down stance, not a lot of crouch, and he takes one on the outside corner for a called strike. 0-1. And the delivery. Fastball hit back to the mound, gloved by Gertz right at the rubber, throws over to Teddy Daler for out number two. Two up, two down for the Huskers, and now their pitcher, Taylor Nitz, will come up. Nitz will be followed by Matt Catlin playing third today. And a first pitch just outside. Ball one. Looking into Cummett. Here's Lane. Ground ball. Big hop there for Matt Tauges. About shoulder high, and he zips it over to Daler to end the inning. Good inning for Gertz and the Pioneers. They're back in the dugout on offense. Three up, three down. Bottom of the second. Piers 0 and Holding Ford 0.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style, so come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great entertainment. Go Pioneers.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
It's the bottom of the second. No score. Leading off will be second baseman Cody Meyer. Meyer, Teddy Dingler, and Nick Harrell to do up. Not sure what happened to Cody's uniform number 10, but he's sporting number 19 today. Here's the first Taylor Nitz pitch. Little bit low, ball one. 5, 6, and 7. The only runner in the game, Lane Gertz, reached on an error. Nitz gets the Milbrandt sign, the 1-0 offering. Ground ball slowly chopped up the line to third and played foul. Two strikes as Matt Catlin, about 60 feet up the line, gloves it. 1-1 the count. Piers and Holding Ford, second meeting. And the Nitz offering, slow breaking ball, and it's hammered into center. He sat back on that one and got the hands through the zone quickly for a leadoff hit. A leadoff single for Cody Meyer here in the second. First hit of the ball game on a hanging breaking ball, and now it's the first baseman, Teddy Dingler. Cody came in hitting 385. And Dingler shows bunt and takes one at the belt for a strike. Teddy has one sacrifice this year. He carries a 357 average. One strike. Meyer started early and a pitch over the head of Teddy as he ducks out of the way. 1-1. Boy, if Nitz had turned and gone to first, they would have had Cody. But he hustled back to the bag. On deck, Nick Harrell, the right fielder. No score. Leadoff hit for Meyer. Held by Machi. There's a throw over by Nitz. Little breeze out in the outfield, left to right here. Nitz and Gertz. There goes the runner. Pitch gets away from Milbrandt, and Meyer's going to round and look, and he goes and then stops. Took a wide turn around second, and first glance to Coach Sarah in the third base box, and Danny had the stop sign up, so Cody gets second. He was running. We'll give him a stolen base. Pitch was outside, got away from Evan Milbrandt. So it's 2-1. Runner at second. Nobody out for the Pioneers trying to get on the board against Taylor Nitz in the home half of the second. There's a bunt in the air. Nitz coming in. Fair ball catch near the first baseline. Dingler couldn't get the bunt down and ends up popping to the pitcher. One out. And now junior right fielder Nick Harrell to the plate. No junior high baseball practice today as Mark Warzyniak, Jeremy Payne, and Andy Leidenfrost have the guys down and watching here in the grandstand. Good to see. Good numbers for the youth program there. Harrell takes one inside, and stealing third is Cody Meyer. Got a good jump, slid in head first to the outside part of the bag and just kept that hand on the bag. So a couple of steals for Cody. And he's at third after his leadoff single. One ball to Nick Harold. Chance to drive in a run here. Nick's driven in three this year. Chops it right side. Nitz is going to field. And here comes Meyer to the plate. And no throw from first. Nitz between the mound and first. Took the out. And on the play, Meyer scores. Harold with his fourth RBI of the year. And Pierce has taken a 1-0 lead. Two outs, bases empty for the Pierce designated hitter, Ethan Lochner. Ethan is batting for Colton Eichens in the eighth spot now. Hitting .231 on the year. Senior grounds it up the middle. Machi behind the bag. Flips over to first, and Lochner is out, and so are the Pioneers. Hard hit ball, but Machi shading up the middle, able to throw out Ethan. Pioneers take advantage of a leadoff single by Cody Meyer. He steals his way second to third and comes in on a ground out by Nick Harold, and the Pioneers strike first. After two complete at Legion Park and Pierce, it's now the Pioneers 1, the Huskers nothing.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattrich from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
Leading off for the Huskers in the third baseman Matt Catlin against Lane Gertz, who's retired all six he's faced, and it's a 2-1 count now as Gertz gets a fastball in the inside corner. Catlin, Stonick, and Milbrandt. Inside corner again, and now it's 2-2. 23 pitches so far for Lane. No strikeouts, no walks. Four of the six outs on the ground, two in the air. One ball out of the infield, the fly out by Machi to left. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and there's strikeout number one for Lane Gertz. A swinging strikeout of third baseman Matt Catlin to start the third. Pierce one, holding Ford nothing. And now the designated hitter, Aaron Stonick, will bat. Stonick batting for right fielder Alex Knapp. And a lefty up there, and he takes a strike, 0-1. Stanica senior here. It's a pretty senior-laden squad here for Coach Bruns. That one just a little bit low. Trevor Brown, Taylor Nitz, Aaron Stonick, Nate Brinker, Nate Machi, all seniors. Fouled straight back at us, 1-2. Gertz working ahead here. He struck out the leadoff man, Matt Catlin. As the Huskers look to get a runner here, and that one up above the shoulders. 2-2 now to Stonick. Pierce gets a run in the bottom of the second on Nick Harrell's grounder. Scoring Cody Meyer. Slow breaking ball and just ruled outside. A full count. 3-2. And there's a ground ball to second. Meyer on about the fourth hop over to first. And there's one down. Stonick, two down. Stonick rolling one out to Cody Meyer at second base. And now the number nine hitter, the catcher, Evan Milbrandt. Two outs, eight up, eight down for Gertz so far. And Milbrandt takes it, belt high, inside corner, and it's quickly 0-1. Gertz gets the ball back from Matt Cummitt and fires a fastball. Just got a piece of it, and it's a swing and a foul into the mitt of Cummitt for an 0-2 count. The two-strike pitch, swing and a miss. And that's all for holding for it as Lane Gertz has sent all nine men he has faced back to the dugout. We head to the bottom of the third. Piers leads holding forward 1-0 on You Are There Sports.
The Insurance Shop with offices in Piers and Foley would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Welcome back to Piers Legion Park. We go to the bottom of the third inning here with Piers leading holding forward 1-0 in Central Minnesota Conference baseball action. And facing right-hander Taylor Nitz will be the number nine hitter. This is the shortstop, sophomore Matt Taugis, to lead it off. Taugis, then Gertz and Weber, 9-1-2. One strikeout, no walks through two innings for Nitz. He's given up just one hit, but that hit came around to score when Meyer singled leading off last inning, stole second, stole third, and then came home on Nick Harrell's groundout. First pitch stays low, ball one. That was pitch number 24 for the right-hander Nitz. Taugis hitting .462, no homers, 5 RBIs, 1 double. And this is 1-0, misses low, 2-0. Gertz on deck here for the Pioneers. They've got the only hit of the ball game. Nitz deals the 2-0 pitch, in for a strike, popping the mitt of his catcher, Evan Milbrandt, 2-1. Tony Kuchar up in the bases, visiting there with first base coach Rick Shabluski down the line. The 2-1 delivery, up high, 3-1. Of course, Tony's a longtime Little Falls Flyer high school hockey coach. Rick's a big hockey fan. 3-1 pitch to the leadoff hitter here, Matt Taugis. Ball now, got a strike. Just must have been right on the outside corner and at the knees. The lower edge of the strike zone, but it's called a strike. And it's a full count to Matt Taugis. Here's Nitz into the wide and the pitch. Fastball, there's a pitch in the dirt. And that's ball four. First walk issued by Taylor Nitz. And the Pioneers have their third base runner. One of them, Lane Gertz, comes up. Lane reached on an error, stole second, and was stranded there back in the first. So the leadoff man has reached in all three innings for the Pioneers. Gertz in the first. Meyer single to reach in the second, and now Taugis has walked to begin the third. See what Pioneers can do. Taugis will go to second on a pickoff play that gets by Machi. Matt picking up his coach, and Sayre says, stay there. That'll be an error, and Taugis at second. Second Husker error. Ball getting away from Matt Machi, the first baseman on the Nitz pickoff. So a runner at second. We'll see now if Lane Gertz, who's been battling a hitting slump lately, is going to try and move him over, if they're going to swing him away. And he's inside, showed no sign of bunting there. It's ball one. Lane has seen his average fall to 257. And the set and the pitch outside. 2-0. Nine for 35 for Lane. Eight of his nine hit singles. He's got one double. No homers, seven RBIs. Swing and a pop-up. Left side. Machi, the shortstop, waits and has it. One away. Gertz skying one to the Husker shortstop, Nate Machi, for the first out of the inning. Tauges has to hold it second. And it brings up third baseman Aaron Weber to the plate. Bottom of the third here in Piers this afternoon. If you're just joining us, we got started early because there's a choir concert tonight, so they moved the game up a half an hour. Piers getting a second inning run on Cody Meyer's leadoff single, stole second, stole third, and raced home when Nick Harold hit one to the right side to make it 1-0. First pitch, a strike to Weber. Aaron called out on strikes. Now he lines one into right. We'll watch Tauges. He's going to be rounding third. Throw cut off, and it is a run-scoring single for Weber to make it 2-0.
Good job. What awesome,
Matt. Matt Tauges scores on the Weber single to right, and the Pioneers have a two-run lead for Weber, his eighth run driven in this season. And it brings up center fielder Noah Boser. So the error helps manufacture that run in an opposite field single. The leadoff walk. Only the second Pioneer hit. Boser flew out to Blake Patrick near the left field line in the first inning. Takes one up and away from Taylor Nitz for ball one. Piers 2 holding forward nothing now in the bottom of the third. The conference leading Pioneers. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup. Good one by Nitz, and Noah's hands ripping through the zone. And swing was almost completed by the time the ball crossed the plate. 1-1 to Noah Boser. They're planning him to pull in the outfield with Nathan Brinker. Weber, decent lead. He's running. The pitch is high and deep to right field. Is that the first of the year for the Pioneers? Yes, Noah Boser has hit a two-run homer. The first homer by a Pioneer hitter this year. He turns on one and blasts it over the 305 wall in right. A two-run shot, and it's 4-0. He gets all of that one.
Where you going, Noah? Way to rip it.
Boser with the blast. And now up steps Matt Cummett. Third run of the inning for Boser, his team best, 21st and 22nd runs driven in of the year. It's also his 11th extra base hit. Five doubles, five triples, and now a home run. And Cummett takes it outside, 2-0. Matt bouncing to short in the first to end the inning. A hard hit ball, but right at Machu, made a nice play up the middle. On the corner for a called strike, 2-1. So Boser's blast makes it 4-0. Cody Meyer would hit next. The pitch to Cummett from Nitz. Outside, 3-1. Boy, you could sense right off the bat that one had a really good shot of getting out of here. Wind or not, that was going. Easily fair to right. Here's the pitch on 3-1, and it's a walk. Cummett takes low. Second walk of the inning, and it brings up Cody Meyer, the second baseman. Jack Gruber will run for Cummett on the courtesy situation. Gruber for Cummett. We are in the bottom of the third. It's now 4-0, a Weber RBI single and a two-run homer by Noah Boser. Meyer with a base hit, two stolen bases, and a run in the second inning. And they step off. Gruber had started towards second. Nitt stepped off and turned towards second. If he had turned the other way, they get Jack. But by the time he had righted himself and gone to look at first, Gruber had backed up and gone back to the bag at first. Ground ball to third, and Catlin can handle it. And Meyer will reach on the error at third. Gruber moves to second, and that is the third error, second this inning, as Catlin had a two-hopper come to him and just dropped out of his mitt. And now Teddy Daler bats. A pop-up on a failed sacrifice bunt try in the second inning for Teddy. 0 for 1. Nitz making a catch about 25 feet up the first base line. Teddy watches a breaking ball. Good stop, Evan Milbrandt, to prevent the runners from advancing on a wild pitch. One ball, no strikes to the junior first baseman, Ted Daler. Theodore. Here's Nitz's delivery. There's a drive. That ball is back and caught by Patrick, who fires it back in and safe. Boy, Daler drove that one a long way, and Patrick playing deep reaches up, and Daler becomes out number two. Boy, did Teddy stroke that. That one, I thought, had a chance off the bat. And now here's Nick Harrell, the right fielder. Nick drove in the game's first run with a ground out. Pulls one to the right side. Up with it. And on to first. That's Trevor Brown throwing out. Nick Harrell and the Pioneers are done in their half of the third. But they score three. And they do it on two hits. The big one, the home run by Noah Bowser, also an RBI single by Weber. And after three, it's now Piers 4 holding 4-0.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Back at Legion Park, where Piers now leads holding Ford 4-0 as we go to the fourth. And Lane Gertz will face the top of the order, left fielder Blake Patrick. And he misses upstairs. Ball one with his 34th pitch. 9 up, 9 down for Gertz. Couple of strikeouts, no walks. Next pitch, in for a strike. Patrick fouled out to the catcher, Kummet, starting the ball game. He's 0 for 1. Here's the 1-1 pitch by the sophomore. Fastball, little bit low, 2-1. It's Patrick, Trevor Brown, and Nathan Brinker due up for holding Ford. 2-1 delivery. Straight fastball popped up, and Daler will have plenty of room behind first in foul territory. Puts it away, one down. Two foul outs in the ball game for Blake Patrick. One to the catcher, and now one to first. And there's one out for the second baseman, Trevor Brown. A ground out to Aaron Weber in the first inning at third base. Gertz takes the Kummet sign and delivers a curveball that breaks in for a strike, 0-1. Lane Gertz, 2-0, pitching, making his third start. And he's got a four-run lead here. There's a ground ball, chopped to short. Long throw for Tauges. He got plenty on that. And Matt Tauges throws out Brown from the hole at short. That's a nice play by the sophomore. And if anybody can appreciate that, it's the guy on the mound, Lane Gertz, fellow sophomore and the regular shortstop. But he's out on the mound, and Tauges throws out Brown by a good two steps. And now here's Nathan Brinker. Grounded out to Weber to end the first. There's a roller foul. 0-1 as he taps it up the third baseline. And I'm sure most of you are well aware of Brinker's resume now. Boy, what a senior year for Nathan. Star for the Husker Prep Bowl Championship football team. Fastball, swing and a miss. He threw the winning touchdown pass in double overtime in the Prep Bowl at TCF Bank Stadium this fall, and won then this winter, or this spring, won an individual state wrestling championship. First in 30-some years for the Huskers. Jerry Hulls previously, I think 74 maybe. I'm pitching the dirt, 1-2. So just that's creating memories for yourself there in your senior year for Mr. Brinker. Reached for one, popped it up and out of play. Still 1-2. Brinker's headed to St. John's this fall to play for the Johnnies in football for Coach Gary Fosching. Nate Machi would hit next. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slow curveball, and he popped him up to left. Eichen's in a couple of steps. Colton will squeeze it, and that is 12 in a row set down by Lane Gertz. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Pioneers lead, holding forward 4-0.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-2522.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Welcome back. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here. Piers leads holding Ford 4-0. Ethan Lochner, designated hitter for the Pioneers, to lead it off. He's batting for Colton Eichens, then Matt Townges, and then top of the order, Lane Gertz against right-hander Taylor Nitz of Holdingford. Nitz has gone three innings. He's allowed four runs on three hits, a strikeout, a couple of walks, and he's thrown 47 pitches. Piers, one in the second, three in the third. Nick Harold, a second-inning RBI groundout. Aaron Weber made it 2-0 with an opposite field single in the third, and then Noah Bozer hit a two-run homer the first. Piers home run hit this year, yanking one over the wall in right. First pitch to Lochner, low and outside, ball one. Lochner grounded out to Machi at shortstop, ending the second inning. The 1-0 pitch, swinging a roller foul, came up and hit Ethan in the batter's box about thigh high. So it's a dead ball there, 1-1 to Lochner. Evan Milbrand catching. Matt Machi, Trevor Brown on the right side, Nate Machi, Matt Catlin on the left side. The 1-1 breaking ball, tap to third, Catlin on the second hop, the third baseman across to first, one away. Nice play by Catlin, recognizing that Ethan might not get down the line as fast as some others. Knew he had a little bit of time, backed off, played the in-between hop, and throws a strike over to first. One away, and it brings up Pioneer shortstop Matt Townges. Walked, went to second on an errant pickoff, and scored on the Weber base hit in the second inning. Nitt starts him off on the outside corner. Strike one to the sophomore left-handed hitting shortstop, Matt Townges. Here's the one strike pitch to Matt. Called strike two. Inside part of the plate as Nitt works in and out here. Alges, Tapper, rolls behind Milbrandt. Count remains at two strikes. 3-6 record for Holdingford, 8-4 for Pierce. That one got away and squirts to the backstop. That one out of the fingers there of Nitz. 1-2. Top of the order, Lane Gertz on deck. 4-0. Bottom of the fourth. Here's the Nitz delivery. Fastball inside. Maybe a slider. 2-2. Matt backing away from that. And the pitch. Fouled away. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the order's on deck. Matt ready, and the pitch from Nitz down at the feet, 3-2. Matt on Sundays plays amateur ball for the St. Matthias Devils. They lost a tough one yesterday. They were up 5-3 to Fort Ripley in the ninth inning yesterday and gave up 6 runs to lose 9-5. There's one on the corner, strike 3. Tajes gets rung up for out number 2. That's the second strikeout of the ball game for Taylor Nitz. And it brings up the shortstop, Lane, or the pitcher, Lane Gertz. He popped up to the shortstop his last time up, reached on an error, stole the base in the first. He's hit one on the ground to Machi at short and popped one in the air to Machi at short. Two outs, base is empty. Swinging a fly ball at Brinker in center. And he'll put it away. And the Pioneers are done quickly in the fourth inning. Three up and three down. We head to the fifth. Piers in front of Holdingford, 4-0.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student-athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochures for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great.
Top of the fifth inning, 4-0 Piers, and leading off, shortstop Nate Machi for the Huskers against Lane Gertz. And the first pitch snared by Gertz on a comebacker, throws to Daler, and one pitch, one out. One away, as that's the second time that a Husker has hit one back to the pitcher. Machi now 0-2. Here's the other guy that's done it, Matt Machi. Hit back to Gertz for the second out of the second inning. And the first pitch, did he check? He did. It broke down and into the dirt, 1-0. Just 46 pitches so far for Lane. There's one off the plate, 2-0. Taylor Nitz is on deck. Top of the fifth inning, 4-0 Pioneers. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss, 2-1. Machi playing first base for the Huskers. One away. Kummet sets up, and the pitch by the sophomore. Fastball on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Delivery. Fastball, ground ball, foul past Daler at first base. Foul ball. And the count remains 2-2. That's what I like. I'll, On deck, Taylor Nitz as the Huskers' first base dugout. Piers, the home third base dugout. Piers on the road. They go down to Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted Thursday, weather permitting. 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball in the dirt. Full count. 3-2 to Machi. This is Matt Machi. Nate Machi hitting one sharply back to the mound. Eichens having a brief conversation with Noah out there in the outfield. Noah comes in a couple of steps. 3-2 fastball pulled off the bag at third, and that's going to be an infield hit. It hits third base and ricochets to shortstop, and the Huskers have their first runner. An infield single off the third base bag by Matt Machi. 13 in a row prior to that had been set down by Gertz. And now the pitcher, Taylor Nitz. Here's the pitch. At the knees, strike one. Matt Catlin now on deck for the Huskers. We're in the fifth. First time that Lane will work from the set now with a runner aboard. Gertz ready, short lead over there. Piers up 4-0. Here's the one-strike curveball, and Kummet keeps it in front. 1-1. Lane takes the sign. Pauses and throws a fastball low and outside. 2-1 now to Nitz. Taylor, ground ball to Touges at short to end the second inning. 0-1. Throw over, back in the runner, Machi. Piers a run in the second, 3 in the third. Big hit, the two-run homer by Noah Boser. At hit, Nitz in the hip, or maybe the back pocket. 2-1. And that'll bring up Matt Catlin. Catlin, a strikeout victim, leading off the third. Right-handed hitting third baseman. First real threat for the Huskers coming together here in the top of the fifth. Of course, these high school games, just 7-inning ball games, so a little less time to work with than amateur ball. Next pitch is low. It's 1-1, no strikes. Four nothing, but Huskers sensing something here. Infield single, then a hit batter, and it's inside as some of the control starting to go away from Lane. He's starting to fall behind hitters now in the middle innings. 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes for Gertz. Lead runner is Matt Machi. Here's the fastball in for a strike. 2-1.
Okay, Lane, come on, kid.
Daler will play behind the runner at first, not holding him on. There's one out, and there's a fly ball towards left center. Boser drifting back, still going, reaches up and makes the catch. Noah ran a long way, but he looked like he had that the whole way. He had it locked in on his radar. Just how fast he needed to get back there to get to it. Pretty well hit ball. Probably the best hit ball of the game for a Husker hitter. But Boser runs it down in left center, and Catlin becomes out number two. And it brings up the designated hitter, Aaron Stonick. It didn't hurt that there was a whole lot of air under that ball. A high fly ball allowed Noah to get to it in plenty of time. Stonick 0-1 with a ground ball out to Cody Meyer in the third inning. Takes one up and away for ball one. A ricochet single off the third base bag has Matt Machi at second. Taylor Nitz aboard at first. He was plunked by a breaking ball in the back pocket. 1-1 to Stonick, who bats for Alex Knapp, the right fielder. A couple of looks to second and a fastball fouled away. It's a ball and a strike to the number 8 hitter in the Husker lineup. Coming into the inning, Gertz had thrown just 44 pitches, 29 of those strikes. He'd retired the first 13 men before that infield hit off the third base bag. Fastball opposite field. Eichen's coming on. Colton coming on. It drops. It's a base hit, and they are loaded up. And just like that, the tying runs at the plate for the Huskers. Machi to third. Nitz to second. Stonick fights one off and drops it into left field. Bases loaded for the catcher, Evan Milbrandt, with one out. Milbrandt struck out against Gertz to end the third. Now Gertz will work from the windup. Here's the pitch by Lane, and it's in for a strike. Well, you hear guys in the majors on the broadcast talk about first thing to do when you got it is to win the game. Then if you have it, no hitter. Then shutout. You know, they kind of trickle down. That's the hierarchy. Right now, Lane's still with a four-run lead. He's lost a no-hitter. Now he's trying to preserve a shutout here. Swing and a miss there by Milbrandt. Makes it the right-handed hitting catcher with Patrick on deck. Base is loaded outside. Good stop by Matt Cummett. One ball, two strikes. Two down in the inning. And Lane Gertz ready. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swing and a foul. Good battle there as Milbrandt went after one that was up in the zone a little bit and knocked it back over the screen. Count rides along at one and two. Three men on here for the Huskers. Trying to put a dent here in the armor of Lane Gertz, the sophomore right-hander. Curveball, strike three called, says our home plate umpire Bob Bukowski, as Lane throws the big curveball and Milbrandt caught looking. For the Huskers, no runs. They pick up a couple of base hits. They leave the bases loaded, but they fail to score. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Pierce 4, holding 4, nothing.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
And it's 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Legion Park in Pierce as Taylor Nitz set to face Aaron Weber, Noah Moser, and Matt Cummett. Four runs on three hits for Pierce, no runs on two hits for the Huskers. Nitz has retired five in a row. He has struck out two. He's walked two, throwing 58 pitches. One in the second, three in the third. The Pioneers run so far. So here's Weber, a strikeout, an RBI single, and he was on base when Noah Boser hit one out of the park in the third inning.
Come on, Aaron.
He'll lead it off. Here to begin the fifth against Taylor Nitz. And Nitz delivers the first pitch to Weber in the dirt. Ball one, skipping in front of home, glove by Milbrandt. 1-0. Junior Aaron Weber up there. And the pitch on 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. 2-3-4 in the order for the Pioneers. Looking to keep their half-game lead in the standings. Another fastball misses well outside, 3-0. Maple Lake, a half game behind the Pioneers in the standings. They're home to Kimball today. The other two games have Rockford at Howard Lake. Inside, four-pitch walk. Man on for Bozier. And Eden Valley Watkins is at BBE. Those two teams are tied at the bottom of the conference, both 2-6. Here's Noah Bozier. And he lines one to the gap, but coming over, Patrick gets there. Patrick playing him to pull. And Patrick with a nice running catch. First pitch out for Bozier. Line drive to left center. One away. Loud out there for Noah Bozier. He's 1-for-3 now with that two-run homer. And here's Matt Cummett, the catcher. One on, one out. Runner goes. Here's Milbrandt's throw. It's not going to be in time. In standing, Aaron Weber. Weber with the steal. Little hurdle. Don't let Craig Johnchoy see that. He'll have you on the track team. One ball to Cummett. Breaking ball, tap or foul. He was out in front of that pitch and hit it off the end of the bat. It's a ball and a strike. Pioneers stealing their fourth base of the day. They're 4-for-4. Gertz had one in the first. Cody Myers stole both second and third. There's a ball fouled past Rick Shabluski in the first base box. 1-2. And now Weber swipes second here in the fifth inning. Pioneers trying to add to a 4-0 lead here. Drew Soltis hustling down to the bullpen to retrieve that one for the Huskers. Little bit up to Matt Cummett. Makes it a 2-2 count. Cody Meyer on deck for the Pioneers. Weber, a walk and a steal, then a line drive. Actually, the line drive came just prior to the steal. There's one just outside. Full count now to Cummett. One out in the fifth. Coming into the inning, 58 pitches for Nitz. Both starting pitchers still in there here in the fifth inning. Low. Good stop by Milbrandt. And it's a full count to Matt. Yeah. I had it at 3-2 prior to that pitch. Pickoff move. Weber is, oh, safe. I think Brown may have juggled the ball as I'm not sure. No, our Aaron was checking out the sign from third base coach Dan Sayre, but quick turn by Nitz almost got him. I think the throw actually beat Aaron back to the bag. Somehow Aaron able to get the foot in. Here's the 3-2. High fly to Brinker in right center. The center fielder now comes in. Makes the catch. Weber holds it second, and there are two outs.
Come on, Cody.
Two away for second baseman, senior Cody Meyer. A base hit. He's reached on an error, stolen a base, and scored the Pioneers' first run. Actually stole two bases. Appears with only three hits, so it's not like they're knocking Nitz all over the ballpark here today. Nitz is actually pitching pretty darn well. Misses low, ball one. Pretty good hitting Pierce team up and down the lineup. And to hold this lineup to three hits says something. Good job. But the two-run homer really kind of put a charge into the Pioneer offense. Inside. 2-0 now to Cody Meyer. Turned away from it as it broke inside. Daler on deck. Pioneers trying to get Weber home from second. Meyer again up and in. 3-0 now to Cody. Goodbye. knits, turns, kind of walks off the back of the mound, and Weber heads back to the bag at second. 3-0 pitch. High, and he walked him. Meyer to first, second walk of the inning, and here's Teddy Daler, who ripped one to deep left, but Patrick hauled it in. He's also popped up to the pitcher, 0 for 2. First pitch is high, ball one. Daler playing first will be followed by Nick Harold. Two on, one down, and it's inside by a bit. 2-0 now to Ted Daler. Two balls, no strikes. In for a strike. 2-1. A couple of walks here in the inning. That's four in the game for Taylor Nitz. Trying to get out of any trouble. There are two outs. Chopping swing and a foul. Evens the count at 2-2 to Daler. You look at head-to-head matchups here in the team aspect. Individual, Teddy wrestled Brinker during the regular season here at Piers in a home duel. Swinging a hook foul past the dugout at third, still 2-2. Brinker beat him. I think it was like 8-1 or so. It was just a single decision, I remember. It's kind of a key factor in the Pioneers winning that duel. It was a criteria-decided match. During the regular season, Pioneers handled the Huskers rather easily in the section tournament. Another foul ball. 2-2. Ted Daler with Weber at second. Meyer aboard at first and two outs. Machi will play behind Meyer at first base. Brown trying to hold Weber a step closer, not allowing him to get an extra step. There's a ground ball to Machi at short. Knocks it down. Long throw. Daler hustling down the line, but he's out by a step. Good play. We've seen a couple of nice plays by Husker shortstop Nate Machi today. Pioneers get a couple of walks, but they also leave two men on base. At the end of five, scores Piers 4, holding Ford 0.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
We are through five innings here at Piers Legion Park, Central Minnesota Conference, Monday afternoon baseball. It's Piers 4, holding 4-0. Huskers will send up the top of their order, left fielder Blake Patrick against Lane Gertz, who's thrown a two-hit shutout so far. He's thrown 68 pitches. He has struck out three. He has hit one, allowed two hits. Patrick goes after the first pitch. Fly ball towards Bozer, who comes in and makes the catch. Noah Bozer. Head first diving catch, one away. Holding Ford leaving the bases loaded in the fifth. Patrick now 0-3. And here's Trevor Brown. He's grounded to short into third. In the dirt for ball one. So Bozer with a dive in right center to take a hit away. One ball, no strikes. Here's the Gertz pitch. Brown swings over the top. 1-1. Good, fast-paced game today. Boy, we're only about 40 minutes into the game here, and we're in the sixth. That pitch a little in, 2-1. Got started about 20-5 today. No, I'm sorry. We started about 10 after 4. We're just over an hour. I forgot we started at 4 o'clock. Fly ball towards Boulder, much easier play this time, and he makes the catch for out number 2. Two outs, and here's Nathan Brinker, the center fielder. The third putout for Bolzer in the last five batters. Brinker has flown to left, hit back to Gertz. That one's in the dirt for a ball. Oh, I was looking one. That's Machi's line. Brinker has grounded a third and flown to Eichens in left. Two down here as Gertz cruising through the Husker lineup today. In for a strike. 1-1. Jason Bruns coaching at third. Been a pretty quiet afternoon for Brunsie over there at third. The first 13 men retired by Lane. Didn't have a base runner until the single off the third base bag with one out in the fifth by Nate Machi, who's on deck. Breaking ball from Lane, missed inside. 2-1 to Brinker. Fastball right there for a strike. 2-2. This is Lane's third appearance, his third start. Boy, and has he been good this year? Two wins. Here's the pitch. 2-2. Change speeds. Missed inside. It's a full count to Brinker. He accepts the sign from Kummet. 3-2. Breaking ball. He walked him. First walk puts Brinker on. And it'll bring up the shortstop, Nate Machi. So he threw a 3-2 curveball in the dirt and couldn't get Brinker to chase. And Machi will bat. He's lined a single off the third base bag, and it ricocheted over to shortstop for the first Husker hit. That was with one out in the fifth. He's also hit back to the pitcher. Low, ball one. He's the cleanup batter here for the Huskers. Where's number 88? Coach Bruns allows his guys to pick their own jersey numbers, and the Machi boys went with 88 and 61. There's a ground ball. He just missed the bag again at third. He took aim at the third base again. Just missed it that time. 1-1 now to Nate Machi. Pierre's got one in the second. An infield ground out by Nick Harold brought home Cody Meyer. Turn and throw. Brinker had only strayed off the bag about a step and a half. They scored three in the third, an Aaron Weber RBI single, and then Noah Bolzer hit a two-run homer to right. The first home run hit by a Pioneer this year. 1-1 to Machi. Decent lead by Brinker. He took a step back to first as Gertz, kind of sensing something might have been up, stepped off the rubber. Brinker had taken just that extra little half-step lead. There's a line drive, poked to right. Harold will have to come over and play it. He barehands it. Brinker around second. He'll take third. Meyer's throw not nearly in time, and that'll get a run home maybe. Here's Brinker coming to the plate. They're going to get him out. Backing up the play was Lane Gertz, and that's heads-up baseball right there. That's knowing your assignment. Lane Gertz, the pitcher, with the base hit to right, went immediately to back up third, and the throw got by Weber with Brinker coming in. Brinker raced for home. Gertz was right there, threw him out easily at the plate. So that ends the top of the sixth inning. Machi will get a base hit, and Brinker will be out on a 9-4-1 two scoring play. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Piers 4, Holdingford nothing. We'll be back to Piers Legion Park. after this.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Back in Piers, we get a pinch-hitting spot here for senior Jack Gruber. Gruber will bat for Nick Harold against Taylor Nitz. 4-0 Piers, bottom of the sixth. One ball. Now a good breaking pitch from Nitz. Catches the corner, and it's 1-1. Taylor Nitz has pitched 5 full innings, 4 runs, only 3 hits, 2 strikeouts. He's walked 4. 1-1 delivery, high and tight, 2-1. 83 pitches now for the right-hander Nitz. You know, I've seen a lot of ball in 26 seasons, and I've seen a lot of great plays, but that kind of play by Lane Gertz really impresses me. There's a fly ball towards right. Alex Knapp misplays it. It's over his head. Gruber will be in with a single. He thought about trying for 2, and I think there could have been a real case made for runner interference there, because there was a little bit of a brush between Gruber and the first baseman, Machi. And now we get a batter, Colton Eichens, hitting out of the DH spot. Lochner had batted. Not intent has nothing to do with it. Doesn't factor. But they just kind of, Jack went around first. He certainly made contact. So Eichens to bat. Lochner goes 0-2, a couple of groundouts. First pitch swinging, ground ball to Machi. That came up on the Husker shortstop, and everybody is safe. And there are two men on for shortstop Matt Taugis. Boy, that's a tough scoring. We've seen him make that play a couple of times today. You almost got to – let's give him a hit. Yep, that was kind of a different hop there. We're going to give Colton a hit on that. Back-to-back singles. And Matt Taugis. We'll see if Dan Sayre wants him to bunt here. I would guess that Matt's going to be asked to lay one down. He pushes it third base side, and Matt Taugis hustles down the line, and did he beat that out? Yes, he's out. Tony Kutcher, the base ump. A little later call, but he did raise the fist. But what a bunt by Taugis, doing the little things. That's what makes a guy like Matt Taugis so valuable. He does exactly that type of thing. Gets the guys over with nobody out. One away, second and third, and let's see Lane Gertz get a hit and break out of this slump here as he takes one low. He's 0-3 today. Gruber at third, Eichens at second with one out. Pioneers trying to add on to a 4-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Lane watches one outside corner at the knees, 1-1. Piers now with 6 hits, with the 2 hits to this inning by Gruber and Eichens. The 1-1 pitch, swinging a roller to short, Machi. On the first high throw, and he is out at first. Nope, he's called him safe. He pointed at first and then motioned that Machi, the first baseman's foot, had come off the bag, and 2-run score. And it's 6-0. Gruber and Eichens come home. Gertz safe at first on the error. I guess you got to give that to the shortstop, Machi, for a high throw. No RBIs for Lane, but it'll get Weber and keep the inning going. But two big runs there make it 6-0. Weber, 1-for-2, a walk and an RBI single. That one smothered nicely by Milbrandt down at the feet of Weber. No, there's... Oh, yeah, yeah, one run would have scored. I thought there were two outs. There's only one out. Give him one RBI. Inside corner to Weber.
Come on, Eric.
Ball and a strike. Bozer on deck. Barring a double play here, Noah will get another chance to hit. Maybe with runners in scoring position. Team best, 22 RBIs now for Bozer. Runner goes, hit and run was on, and it's lifted down the line and right and twisting foul. 1-2 to Weber. His first hit was a third inning single to right, and it scored the Pioneers' second run. It brought Matt Taugis home from second to make it 2-0. Next batter, Noah Bozer blasted the home run. Oh, we'll see if they send Gertz again. Lane with 7 steals, including 1 today. There he goes. Inside, throw to second, is not in time, and Lane has his 8th steal of the year. 2-2 to Weber. And that does take the inning-ending double play on a grounder out of the equation. 2-2 to Weber. See if it can pick up Gertz out at second now. Breaking ball, fly ball towards Brinker in center. Camping right underneath for the second out. Two down for Pierce center fielder Noah Bozer. 1-for-3. He's flown to left, lined to left, and left the yard. Two-run homer, the first homer by a Pierce hitter this season. Came in the third, made it 4-0. First base is open here, so now the Huskers talking if they want to pitch to Bozer or not with a base open. Looks like they will as Milbrandt takes up his spot behind the plate. Nits to Bozer. First pitch, ground ball to Brown at second, knocks it down over to first, and there's the inning. A 4-3 ground out. The three outs for Noel were all first pitch outs. As he flew out to left twice on a first pitch, and now he grounds out to second on a first pitch. We go to the 7th. Piers now leading Holdingford 6-0.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local
insurance. Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great.
All right, we go to the 7th, 6-0. Matt Machi to lead off, the Husker first baseman. Lane Gertz trying to finish off a shutout here in the 7th inning. He's given up just 2 hits, First pitch, fly ball, lazily hit out to Boser, drifts over to his left, squeezes it for the out. One away. Matt Mochy retired on the 83rd pitch of the game for Lane Gertz. And it brings up the Husker pitcher, Taylor Nitz. Nitz has grounded to short and been hit by a Gertz pitch. Lane has struck out three. He's walked one and hit Nitz, and he gives up an opposite field single. Jack Gruber fires it in. Backing up the play, Matt Cummins, as the ball got away from Theodore at first base. Opposite field single for Nitz is the fourth hit allowed by Gertz. And it'll bring up third baseman Matt Catlin. He has struck out and flown out to center. One on, one out for the Huskers. They need six to tie here in the seventh inning. Holding four right now is in fifth place in the conference with a 3-5 record. Fly ball, I think it's going to get out third base side. Weber over to look, and it is out of play. One strike. One strike to Matt Catlin with Aaron Stonick on deck. Cummett puts down the sign. Short lead by Nitz, held by Teddy Daler. Fastball, line twisting foul into the bullpen right field. Retrieved there by Jack Gruber, who stays in the game defensively after picking up a pinch hit single in the bottom of the sixth. He's in for Nick Harold in right. Two strikes to Catlin. He has struck out, flown to center, 0 for 2 against Lane Gertz. And the pitch, slow curveball, swing and a miss. Strikeout. Fourth of the ball game for Lane Gertz. Second time he's got Catlin, and the Pioneers now an out away as the designated hitter Aaron Stonick will bat. Left-handed hitter has a base hit and a ground out to second. Gertz deals and misses high. Ball one. The only lefty in the lineup here for head coach Jason Bruns. Here's the 1-0 pitch by the sophomore up high. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch on the way again. Little bit low. 3-0. Evan Milbrandt due up next, but it looks like Keaton Knutson has moved into the on-deck circle, a pinch hitter. Two outs. Outside, and Knutson will get a pinch hitting appearance here as Gertz issues a four-pitch walk to Stonick. So Knutson for Milbrandt here in the seventh. Second walk given up by Lane. Gertz has not given up an earned run all year, one run total in his 12 innings. So he's trying to keep that string alive. Little bit off the plate, 1-0. Two on, two outs, top of the seventh, 6-0 Piers. Pass ball, roll to third. Weber charging, it's going to be a tough play. Throws, and out at first as Daler with the stretch to end the ball game. And it's a shutout for Lane Gertz and the Pioneers. 6-0, the final. We'll be back. Begin the post-game show next.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Shomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality Farm Mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Shomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local
insurance. Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochures for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great entertainment. Go Pioneers.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
We are back at Piers Legion Park, where the Pioneers shut out Holdingford for the second time this season. 12-0 in mid-April. Here this afternoon, 6-0, your final score, as Lane Gertz throws a 5-hit shutout today at the Huskers. He ends up striking out 4. He walked 2, hit 1, 5 singles allowed. He did not allow a base runner until 1 out in the 5th. He retired the first 13 men he faced before Matt Machi's single off the third base bag in the 5th inning. Huskers loaded the bases in the 5th, but didn't score. They had a runner thrown out at home in the 6th, and that was it. They left 2 on in the 7th. So an outstanding job by Lane Gertz today to improve his pitching record to 3-0. The loss goes to Taylor Nitz, who went the distance for the Huskers. He pitched well, 6 innings. He did allow 6 runs, 5 hits. He struck out 2, walked 4. I had Gertz for 93 pitches and Nitz for 95. Piers got a run in the 2nd. A leadoff single to center by Cody Meyer. He stole 2nd. He stole 3rd. He scored on Nick Harold's ground out. So Piers led 1-0 after 2. In the 3rd, Matt Tauges took a leadoff walk. On a pickoff try, Matt went to 2nd when the throw got away. Then a pop-up. And then Weber singled to right to score Matt Tauges, making it 2-0. And then Noah Bozer blasted a 2-run homer to right to make it 4-0 after 3. And then in the bottom of the 6th, leadoff single to right by pinch hitter Jack Gruber. Infield single by Colton Eichens put 2 men on. Matt Tauges dropped down a perfect sacrifice bunt to make it 2nd and 3rd with 1 out. Lane Gertz ground ball to short. Got away from Machi. 2 runs scored, and those were the final runs to make it 6-0 Pioneers. So Piers now 8-1 in the Central Minnesota Conference. They will hold on to their half-game lead regardless of Maple Lake's outcome. They're at home today against Kimball. 9-4 overall for Piers. Next up, they go to Howard Lake Waverly Winsted. That'll be Thursday afternoon for a doubleheader scheduled to start at 4 o'clock, and weather permitting, you'll hear it right here on youaretheresports.com. For the Huskers, their record now 3-6 in the conference and 3-7 overall. Thursday in the conference schedule, Holdingford is scheduled to go to Kimball for a double dip. So Piers 6 and Holdingford 0. Your final score from Piers Legion Park tomorrow afternoon. It's Piers and Eden Valley Watkins in softball action. That'll be at home for the Pioneers. Then it's the doubleheader at Howard Lake on Thursday. And the softball team scheduled to go to Malacca on Friday. That's the high school schedule here this week on You Were There Sports. 6-0 win for the Pioneers. They're still in first place. We'll see you tomorrow. Softball action, Piers and and Eden Valley Watkins in town. 4:30, first pitch there.